Appendix F, Decision Tools. This appendix provides information on decision tools and their role in the operations process. It defines key terms throughout and concludes by describing how and when decision tools are developed within the military decision-making process. Decision Support Template and Matrix. Decision tools assist commanders and staffs in leading and executing operations. Among some of the most important tools are the Decision Support Template, DST, and Associated Decision Support Matrix, DSM, Execution Matrix, and Execution Checklist. These tools help control operations and determine when anticipated decisions are required for execution. Decision support products are found in Annex C, Appendix 3 of the Army Operation Order OPORD format. See ATP 2-01.3 for more information on decision support tools. The DST and the DSM are tools to help decision makers when synchronizing actions to execute a friendly course of action, COA. These products are usually produced together as an operational graphic with a data matrix. Separately, they are known by their respective names, but together they are more commonly known as simply the DST and Matrix. Decision Support Template. The Decision Support Template is a combined intelligence and operations graphic based on the results of wargaming that depicts decision points, timelines associated with movement of forces and the flow of the operation, and other key items of information required to execute a specific friendly course of action, JP2O. The DST is an output of analysis completed in Step 4 of the Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP, and products from the first four steps of the Intelligence Preparation of the Operational Environment, IPO. The DST provides commanders with specific points in time and space where decisions will be required to successfully execute the plan. Such decisions may include changing scheme of maneuver, committing the reserve, executing a fire plan, schedule, or executing a branch plan. These decisions are aligned with significant operational events, such as the crossing of phase lines, enemy actions, or events that affect the maneuvering forces. There are several products that are needed for DST development. These products include Modified Combined Obstacle Overlay, MACU, Avenue of Approach Overlay, Threat Template, Event Template, Named Areas of Interest, NAIs, Target Areas of Interest, TAIs, Friendly COAs, Decision Points. The first product which supports DST development is the MACU. It is created during mission analysis. The MACU and the Avenue of Approach Overlay identify friendly and enemy avenues of approach and terrain and obstacles that may impact maneuver. The second product in developing the DST requires building a threat template. The threat template identifies enemy COAs. Each COA should be developed in the same amount of detail. Enemy COAs should each address who, it describes the elements that will be involved, what, it describes the type of operation, when, it explains the time the action will begin, where, it describes the battlefield framework, including boundaries, routes, zones, or avenues of approach, how, it explains the methods enemy forces will use to employ their assets, why, it determines the threat objective. Additionally, each COA should include a list of high-value targets, HVTs, that staffs use in the wargaming and targeting process. The set of enemy COAs provides a basis for formulating friendly COAs. As planning continues, the staff builds on previous products and develops the event template, which is the third product that supports DST development. An event template is a guide for collection planning that depicts the named areas of interest where activity or lack of activity will indicate which course of action the enemy and/or adversary has adopted, JP2O. The event template is an evolution of the Avenue of Approach Overlay, and it will become a guide for development of the collection plan and the reconstruction and stabilization plan. The event template builds upon the avenues of approach from the MACU, and it informs Step 4, which adds the NAIs and TAIs to the enemy COAs identified in the threat template. The NAIs and TAIs will be used for friendly COA development, wargaming, and targeting. The next products are friendly COAs. friendly COAs are based on the commander's guidance and facts and assumptions identified during mission analysis. Friendly COAs are shaped by the MACU, enemy threat template, event template, and identified NAIs and TAIs from previous steps. Some outputs of wargaming are refined COAs, decision points, and critical events. The identification of decision points and critical events are the final components which feed the DST development process. This is the point where the staff has all the information and products required to build the operational graphic with a matrix known as the DST. The completed DSM and template can be found in Annex C, Appendix 3, Tab B of the Army Op-Ord format. Decision Support Matrix. The Decision Support Matrix is a written record of a wargamed course of action that describes decision points and associated actions at those decision points, ADP 5.0. The DSM lists decision points, decisions to be made, conditions to be evaluated at decision points, information requirements for decision points, and actions to be taken at decision points. The DSM provides the text for expected events, planned friendly actions, and decision points. A decision point is a point in space and time identified during the planning process where it is anticipated that the commander must make a decision concerning a specific COA. It describes where and when a decision must be made if a specific action is to occur. It ties decision points to NAIs, TAIs, Commander's Critical Information Requirements, CCIRs, collection assets, and potential friendly response options. The staff refines the DSM with the DST as planning progresses and during execution. The DSM is used to determine the need and timing for execution decisions. This involves assessing the progress of the operation and evaluating if the criteria for upcoming decision points have been met or not. A single operation or planning event may have more than one DST. A DSM with template can be made for each COA or for individual operations within the larger operation, such as an airborne operation, a wet gap crossing, or a branch plan. The DSM and template may be found in Annex C, Appendix 3, Tab B of the Army Op-Ord format. Delegated Authorities Matrix. The Delegated Authorities Matrix, DAM, is a tool used by commanders and staffs to understand what decisions have been delegated by the commander to other leaders, commanders, and staff positions to execute activities or change the level of support between subordinate units. It is developed during mission analysis and in accordance with the Unit Tactical Standard Operating Procedure, SOP, on what personnel are located across the various command posts and their focus. The DAM is informed by the Operation Order, Unit Tactical SOP, the Rules of Engagement, ROE, and Staff Running Estimates. It establishes the hierarchy of leaders authorized to make decisions when the commander is not available or cannot be reached. It allows the commander to delegate authority for actions that may be time-sensitive, and it enables the commander to more freely move across the battlefield. Examples of DAM topics include authorizing the division chief of operations to re-task intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance platforms during the conduct of operations, or a deputy commanding general having the ability to authorize the firing of a family of scatterable mines, also known as FASCAM, minefield, as part of a counteraction to an enemy attack. Staff primaries provide input into the DAM to recommend what decisions would be time-sensitive or would be required when key leaders are unavailable. These decisions may become apparent during wargaming, and they inform the conduct of the operation. Some decisions may be aligned to only one portion of the battlefield framework, deep, close, rear, or a command post, but may have second and third order effects to the remainder of the phase or operation and must be transmitted and understood by all.